a message inside of a bottle. It was about this guy named Rob, he was living in pain. So he was thinking it in it, he was sick of being in pain. And then going outside and had to keep on pretending that it was okay. But in reality he was about to go and meet his ending. He didn't wanna be no more. He was tired of everyone hating on him. He didn't know what he did wrong. He was tired of all his fake friends. He feel he don't belong. I told you that this is a story and not a song. Robbie showed a message on his phone. It said that his girlfriend are loving me. Done with the world, he wanna go home. Well, we saw that one come, but it's okay, cause you think the same twin, so don't be ashamed of it. But then Robbie was getting tired of the pain. He always thought of himself as a lame, so he wrote a message on a piece of paper. And I read this: hey mom and dad, I hope you get this. I'm tired of all the pain and being a lame, so I'm finna end it. Please, I hope you get it. But I know you wouldn't, I know you shouldn't, but there's no point trying to stop me, cause I'm gone for good. But anyways, I love you. After that he got right into his car to go and buy him a Glock. But when he got to the store and was ready to leave, the employee asked Rob, what's it for? And Rob said, what? Oh, you mean the Glock? It's for my son. He just turned 21, so I wanna let him have some fun. He's big into guns, so I'm gonna let him use it at the firing range. Rob was telling him a lie, but the employee didn't know, so he just said, oh, nice. And then bye. After he purchased the Glock, he got back into his car and put the Glock on the left seat so it wasn't too far. Rob took the car out of park and then he started to drive, but he was speeding and going over the limit. But then a cop pulled him over for going too fast. The cop said, where you headed? Rob said, just my home. The cop said, you know you're speeding. And Rob said, yeah, I know, but can you please let me go? The kids need me at home. And the cop knew deep down that that was a lie, but he let Rob go and I still don't know why. After Rob got back home, he jumped out of his car, and this time he didn't even care to put it in park, cause he wasn't gonna use it again. He then entered his room, and then he moved all the empty cans, and then he sat on the floor, and then he pulled out the Glock and said, I needed way better friends than some that would actually care. But none of that mattered, cause it was all about to end. So he put the Glock up to his chin and realized no one would care if he was dead. So he loaded the Glock and then put the bullet into his head. There was a message inside of a bottle. It was about this guy named Rob. He was living in pain, so he was thinking to end it. He was sick of being in pain and then going outside and had to keep on pretending that he's okay. But in reality, it was about to go and meet his ending.